Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Astronaut, An Insider's Guide to Leaving Planet Earth by Terry Virts is a practical, story-driven look at what it really takes to go from dreaming about space to operating in it. Drawing on Virts' experience as a NASA astronaut and former International Space Station commander, the book blends career guidance with an on-the-ground view of training pipelines, mission preparation, and the professional mindset required for high-stakes work. Rather than treating spaceflight as pure spectacle, it frames it as a demanding job built on systems, teamwork, and relentless practice. Readers get a tour of the major steps along the path, from education choices and military or test pilot routes, to selection processes and the long period of learning that follows acceptance. Along the way, Virts highlights the human side of the profession, balancing family life, managing risk, and staying effective under pressure. The result is an approachable guide for aspiring astronauts and anyone curious about modern spaceflight careers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, choosing a path, skills, education, and early career moves. A central theme is that becoming an astronaut is less about a single perfect credential and more about building a rare mix of technical competence, judgment, and teamwork over time. Virts emphasizes foundational strengths that repeatedly matter. Strong performance in math and science, comfort with complex systems, and the ability to learn quickly under stress. The book points to common pipelines such as engineering, physical sciences, medicine, and military aviation, while making clear that there is no one guaranteed route. Instead, candidates improve their odds by pursuing demanding environments that prove reliability and leadership. Readers are encouraged to seek roles with real responsibility, where mistakes have consequences and careful procedures are essential. The guidance also touches on practical choices, selecting programs that develop problem solving, seeking mentors, building communication skills, and accumulating experience that demonstrates maturity. Even for people not aiming at NASA, the career advice translates well to other competitive fields. The takeaway is to think in decades, not months, and to steadily accumulate evidence that you can perform as part of an elite operational team. Secondly, getting selected, what space agencies look for in candidates. The astronaut selection process is portrayed as a filtering system designed to find people who will be safe, effective, and cooperative in extreme conditions. Virts describes selection as more than a resume contest. Interviews, evaluations, and group dynamics reveal how candidates think, lead, and handle uncertainty. The book underscores traits that can differentiate a strong applicant from an impressive but risky one, including humility, emotional steadiness, and a habit of following procedures while still thinking independently. Communication is treated as a mission-critical skill because misunderstandings can cascade into technical and interpersonal failure. Another recurring point is that agencies value people who can be trained, not just people who already know a lot. That means openness to feedback, consistent preparation, and a track record of continuous improvement. Virts also highlights the practical reality that selection is competitive and sometimes timing-dependent, so aspiring astronauts should build a fulfilling career regardless of the outcome. This framing reduces the myth of destiny and replaces it with a focus on controllable actions, professionalism, and persistence. Thirdly, training for spaceflight, mastering systems, procedures, and simulation. The book explains that most of astronaut life is training, and that training is designed to turn complex spacecraft into something crews can operate reliably through repetition. Virts outlines how candidates learn vehicle systems, robotics, spacewalk preparation, emergency responses, and the thousands of details that make missions run. A key idea is that simulation is the bridge between classroom knowledge and real operations. By practicing nominal tasks and failures again and again, astronauts develop pattern recognition and calm decision-making. Virts highlights the importance of checklists, standardized communication, and disciplined execution, all of which reduce risk when time is tight and stakes are high. Team training is equally central. Crews learn to coordinate with mission control, interpret data, and distribute workload while maintaining shared awareness. The emphasis on preparation helps demystify spaceflight, showing it as an accumulation of small competencies rather than a single heroic moment. For readers, the broader lesson is how elite performers use deliberate practice, structured feedback, and scenario planning to perform under pressure, whether in aviation, medicine, engineering, or leadership roles. Fourthly, life in orbit, work, routine, and the human factors of space, Virts presents the International Space Station as both a cutting-edge laboratory and a workplace with schedules, maintenance, and constant coordination. The book conveys how daily routines are engineered around safety, productivity, and health, including exercise requirements, careful housekeeping, and strict procedures for even simple tasks. Human factors play a major role, living in tight quarters, sharing resources, and staying psychologically resilient far from home. Virts emphasizes that interpersonal skill is not optional because conflict or miscommunication can erode performance. Readers learn how astronauts manage fatigue, prioritize tasks, and stay focused when the environment is distracting and unforgiving. Another theme is perspective. Seeing Earth from orbit can sharpen awareness of fragility, interconnectedness, and the value of international cooperation. Yet the narrative avoids romanticizing by balancing awe with operational realities, such as equipment malfunctions, time pressure, and responsibility for crew safety. The section serves both as an inside look at the ISS and as a case study in how high-performing teams maintain standards, routines, and morale while working in isolation. Lastly, risk, leadership, and decision-making in high-stakes missions, spaceflight is inherently risky, and Wirtz treats risk management as a disciplined practice rather than a thrill point. The book highlights how organizations reduce danger through redundancy, training, and a culture where people speak up about concerns. Leadership in this context is shown as service-oriented and detail-attentive. Leaders create clarity, enforce standards, and protect the team from preventable errors. Wirtz discusses how decisions are made with incomplete information, often by combining procedure, expert input, and situational judgment. He also stresses the importance of composure, because panic narrows options and undermines teamwork. Another aspect is accountability. Astronauts are expected to admit mistakes, learn quickly, and avoid repeating them. Readers can apply these principles to everyday life by adopting checklist thinking, planning for failure modes, and building habits that make good outcomes more likely. The book also helps demystify courage, suggesting that bravery often looks like preparation, patience, and steady execution rather than dramatic heroics. In comparing this mindset to other high-stakes fields, the narrative offers a practical model for making better decisions under pressure. In conclusion, this book is best for aspiring astronauts, students considering STEM or aviation careers, and readers who want a realistic view of how modern space missions are staffed and run. It also fits professionals in other high-pressure fields who value disciplined preparation, teamwork, and clear decision-making. The benefit is practical as well as inspirational. Wirtz shows how long-term goals are built through deliberate choices, steady skill building, and resilience when outcomes are uncertain. Even if the reader never plans to leave Earth, the lessons about communication, procedure, and performance under stress translate to leadership, project work, and personal goal setting. Compared with many space books that focus mainly on history or dramatic anecdotes, this one stands out for its career guidance and operational perspective. It treats spaceflight as a craft, explaining what the job demands and how people get good at it. That makes it worth buying alongside broader astronaut memoirs because it offers actionable direction, not just storytelling. Readers come away with clearer expectations, a better sense of the human side of space, and concrete ideas for pursuing ambitious goals responsibly. If you would like to support Terry Wirtz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.